Has everybody got their understanding of everything?
Sure.
I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on December 6, 2023. And note for the voice record that our entire city council is here, all of our members plus our city administrator and our city attorney. There has been an agenda presented and publicized. Do we have a motion regarding that?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
Rebecca moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The consent agenda has four items on it. The first is the minutes from our last city council meeting on November 16th. Second is the financial statements from October of 2023, unaudited. Also, the Corners Outreach Contract for Roadside and Grounds Maintenance and the James Whitaker Audit Engagement Letter. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Scott moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you very much. That is unanimous. Under old business, we've talked about the budget multiple times. Lee, would you talk to us about that briefly again, please?
Yes, ma'am. O-23-249 is the proposed budget for 2024. This measure, as presented, anticipates no increase in the real property tax millage rate for 2024 over the rollback rate for 2023. The measure is presented tonight for adoption.
Do I hear a motion regarding the 2024 budget?
I make a motion to adopt O-23-249, an ordinance to establish the budget for the year 2024 to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for effective date and for other purposes.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Bob moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And Lee, the proposed amendment to our Code of Ordinances.
Yes, ma'am. O-23-250 is a proposed amendment to Chapter 14, Section 20, Buildings and Building Regulations Standards Adopted. This specific amendment is to the minimum state plumbing code as required by the Metropolitan North Georgia Water Planning District. The Metro Water District provided the changes in a redline document along with the model findings resolution, and in August, you all adopted the findings resolution, which directed staff to send the proposed amendment to the Department of Community Affairs for review and comment. I have received confirmation that the DCA received the state plumbing code amendment incorporating the water efficiency standards and has no objection. The standards are required to be adopted by January 1, 2024, and they are presented here tonight for second read consideration and adoption.
Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to place O-23-250, an ordinance to amend Section 14-20, standards adopted, to adopt regulations pertaining to water efficiency standards prepared by the Metropolitan North Georgia Water Planning District as an amendment to the Georgia State Minimum Plumbing Code, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on second read, and adopt the amendment using the model adoption resolution R-23-07.
Do we hear a second?
I second that motion.
Chip moves and Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no new business on the agenda tonight and no public to comment, so I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
There being no further business to discuss, I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Bob seconds. All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We are adjourned. Just